Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey. Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today we have a serious subject to tackle, the subject of sexually transmitted diseases. You see, I've had several people write into me and say, Scott, you're like an older brother, even a father, to some of the people who watch you on YouTube. Some of these people are going over to Thailand and they're going bareback. They're riding without a saddle. You know what I mean? Hopefully you do. I gotta say that I've done some stupid things in my life. Like we all do. I have admittedly done some very foolish things. I like to think that I came to Thailand and I moved here and it was because I'm so gutsy and ballsy. Yeah, maybe. Part of it was stupidity. Part of it was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna go. I don't care what happens. But one of the brightest moves that I have adhered to in my life is wearing a condom. Whether it be sleeping with a bar girl or sleeping with a regular girl, that is a regular girl in the sense of a girl who is not a prostitute, I believe, some people may disagree with me, that using a condom is an intelligent thing to do. First of all, you don't have to worry about those unwanted pregnancies. Second of all, if you use the proper condom, you don't have to worry about HIV. And, of course, you don't have to worry about those things like gonorrhea and syphilis. Now, if you decide to forego the use of a condom, you know, things get a little too heated too quick, and the next thing you know, you're like, whoops! Hey, I'm not wearing anything. I'm in. I don't even know this girl. You should remember and keep in mind that there are nasty little things out there like herpes, like chlamydia, venereal warts. Now, even gonorrhea, syphilis, I mean, hey, you go to the doctor, he gives you a little, hey, bend over, take a shot, and yes, say bye-bye, you're back in business. But when you catch something like venereal warts, ugh. You know, I mean, first of all, it's nasty. I had a buddy of mine once who said, I gotta go with a doctor, and I can't let my girlfriend know. I said, why is that? He goes, I got a big old wart on the top of the tip of my member. Nasty. Now, of course, there's that dreaded herpes. It's not the same, well, it is kind of the same as having a little tiny little thing on your lip or something like that. Not pleasant, a cold sore, you know, you get the little thing inside your lip and everything like that. But, you know, with the wrong person, you get it in there, you get it in, the next thing you know, well, I don't know, how long does it take for fermentation? I don't really know, but you know, one day you wake up and you go, holy shit, I got scabs all over my thing, and she's complaining, and Dave Winfield, and what's her name, Ruth, what is it, Mike Tyson, Ruth Robin Givens, and Ruth whatever her name is, the mother of Robin Givens is complaining Dave Winfield gave her herpes, and Dave Winfield saying, no, she's a slut, she gave me it. So I guess the whole point of this ramble is, you know, if you're not in a committed relationship where you can trust the person, it's probably a pretty good idea to take the time to slide on that little rubber thing. Get it on, and then get it in, and then you don't have to worry about it. You know? This is a gnarly place over here. Listen, there's another thing too. NSU, non-specific urethritis. In the Philippines, apparently, they have doctors who specialize in milking the prostate. That's they get the fingers and whoop, they get it on deep in there, and they milk that prostate to keep everything copacetic. And if you have NSU, you got to take the medicine, get rid of it, and it probably pays to get the old prostate massage, so that if you have any disease inside the prostate, you get rid of it, if possible. But there, in all seriousness, there are some nasty diseases out here in Asia, some of which I don't think the doctors even know about. And, you know, it pays to be safe. I gotta say, probably the wisest thing that I've done in my life has to do with choosing my wife, ending up with my wife. That was one of the wiser things I did, because I could have ended up with far worse, and Lord knows I ran around with some that I wouldn't have wanted to marry. But one of the other things that I've been smart about, and I think it was just because I was scared shitless to end up with something like falling off or dying from HIV or just being miserable because of some disease, that was the use of a condom. So hopefully this is my public service announcement for the good of mankind, for the good of the YouTube viewers. Please spread the word, share this video, click like, sign up for my membership on my website if you would be so kind. Read through my website. Check it out. You might like it. Right now, I'm trying to find a web designer to redo my site. I've got a couple people that I've spoke to that I am I like what they have to offer, and I'm going to have to make a decision soon. So anyway, that's all I got. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chokdi la jerkin' my